Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek He, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah says, Balishit of the Kochavim, Shinichnesa La'ir. If you have a whole legion of soldiers who enter a city and they come to a Jew's house, and they're in that city, and the wine in the house is available, Bishat Shalom, if it happened during peacetime, Haviyot Petuhot Asurot, the open barrels would be prohibited, because we make the assumption that the soldiers touched them and that they partook of that wine, and it's possible that they also did libations. The law in the time was if soldiers enter the town, the people of the town are obligated to satiate them, to give them food and to give them the drink. So therefore, the soldiers who walked in, they probably felt entitled to some of the wine, and therefore they probably took some of it. And they also felt no need to cover up anything. So the bottles are still open, and therefore we say that the bottles have been touched by the goyim. But setumot mutarot, but sealed barrels would be permitted, because the fact there's a seal there shows that these weren't open. They wouldn't have gone through the trouble to open them, drink from them, and then to reseal them. There would be no reason for them to do that, because they wouldn't have been violating the law if they opened them. So therefore, we could assume that the sealed barrels have not been touched. Bishat milhama, elu va'elu mutarot. But during the time of war, both types of barrels, the open barrels and the sealed barrels, are both permitted. Lifi she'en penai lenasech, because there's no time for the soldiers to actually do the nisuch, to do the libation. The soldiers are worried, they're anxious, they may be attacked, so they're always on guard. They don't have time to take a drink of wine or to do a libation to their idol. The soldiers during wartime, they're only going to walk into the house and take certain valuables that they may need, but they're not going to stop and have a drink of wine. So therefore, if there was open barrels of wine there already, we can make the assumption that they were not touched because the soldiers didn't have time. If there were sealed barrels of wine, for sure, then the soldiers didn't open those and drink from them or do libations from them. The only thing that we do say is if there was a closed barrel of wine before the soldiers entered the home, and then it was found open, even during wartime, we have no choice but to say that the soldiers opened it and then they touched the wine and they left it open. So that's the only type of wine that would be prohibited in this type of situation of war.